Great A's. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Ah, here we are again. Look at that.
Look at that.
You'd swear it came around every week.
It does and it doesn't sometimes. It was nearly off because I have had the week of madness, so this is all. We're doing everything at unusual times.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I swear to God.
It's like when they do those shows, you know, where they have to film a Christmas special, but they have to do it in July.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly like that, yeah. Isn't it? Isn't that what it feels? When you change your routine at all, that's the thing, isn't it? You hit a certain age and you don't realise how far sunk into routine you are. Because there's always a side of you. No matter how old you are, thinks, I still like to throw caution to the wind. I don't care. You know, easy come and all this type of thing. And then somebody says, you know, we're going to have fish fingers on a Thursday. And you're like, for fuck's sake, what?
Yeah,
I never
exactly.
eat them on a Friday.
Yeah.
Well, that means we're not going to have the curry then tomorrow. What's going to happen then? So what are we going to do Monday?
Your whole
life, stay out of whack
your
for the
life
whole month?
Is turned upside down because like, your fish fingers are a day early.
Fucking joke. I'm sorry I came home. I should have moved. You know, you get so thrown out. It's like, you know, you think...
Because that is the thing. You know, everybody goes on about, you know, keeping it fresh, spicing things up, you know, change as good as a rest.
Yeah.
There's all the little expressions. But then you go to do it and you're like, this doesn't feel right at all.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we're always saying, you know, like you... We like our takeaways and all that sort of crack. We do, we like them, and that's the end of it. And we're like, I don't have to be in the system and all. Health influencers telling me I need to eat salad. To hell with them, I'm getting the Chinese. Do you want to get something different than you normally get? Fuck off! No, I want to get what I always get.
That's true, because we have said, you know, famously that, you know, people, they'll eat the same dishes from the same takeaways, right? That's we've established that is, and that is universal.
Yeah.
And as you've often pointed out, we all have the same three positions.
when it comes to, when you're married long enough, you have three positions,
and you know,
and that's it.
So a lot of things fall into a kind of a routine.
It does, and you're actually better off never trying to change them, you know, because for a start, it's like, where'd you learn that? Now, what are you watching when I'm not here?
Yeah.
Is,
that's
you know.
That's exactly that as well.
And you're like, Delia
it creates
Smith?
Suspicious.
That's not what I'm talking about, Delia Smith. I'm talking about
something
else.
You can get that with your takeaway as well. I was thinking of having those origami beans.
Origami beans.
Oh, really? Why? Where'd you have them?
Where'd you get them?
Where'd you have them before? Well, I was just thinking of why would you try? Yeah. Well,
you'll be there. You'll get
away with
them though.
Because
you've got
you?
Sons who are clued in. You know, they're all of that age. You'll be able to go... I'm off. I was out with David there. He gave me an origami bean and a falafel. And it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'll try and make that. Because Jim does do that. We make things here somewhere. He goes, I'm going to make them at home. And sure as the day I'm born, he comes in the following week. I made them origami beans with the falafels. Oh, fucking wasn't it? Like the way they were made here. Jeez, they were awful. Yeah.
I have. There's been a couple
Tastes
of times.
Paper.
A couple of times when I've attempted to recreate stuff, right?
Yeah.
There was famously, there was Luca's.
Luca's pasta carbonara.
Twice I tried it. Scrambled egg both times.
Yeah, wrecked, yeah.
Yeah, and then once before, I remember when there was one of the chefs was filling on the telly stuff or whatever, and I attempted to recreate their fish pie. Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
And this is it. You
and literally, they were selling it as it's as simple as it gets.
Anyone can do it.
Absolutely.
I hate that.
There's only four ingredients.
Four ingredients. All you have to do is put them in the right order.
Yeah, and the right amounts at the right time.
You can't get it wrong. You could put it in a shoe and put it on the oven. It would still work. You can't get it wrong. It's the no fools. And
I'll take that challenge.
And yeah, and then it still get it wrong every single time. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like change is scary, especially after a certain point in your life, I think.
Yeah.
You know. No, actually, that's a lie. That's just an excuse. Change isn't scary. It's just unwanted, isn't it? It's just unwanted.
Well, that's the other thing. You know this thing about stepping outside your comfort zone, right? No, that's a big thing as well. It's another one of those expressions. You have to step out of your whatever.
Yeah, you have to
Can I just ask something?
Things. Use it or lose it, yeah.
What?
Why?
Like, because... in a second,
what do you want me to do?
What do you spend your life doing? Trying to get comfortable. Don't you?
Yeah, but that's
you want,
it.
That's what you want to achieve in your life. You know, you say to somebody, I just want to be comfortable. I'm not asking for anything mad. I just want to be comfortable. So then you're in your comfort zone. Why the fuck do you have to step outside it all the time?
And especially after a certain age. You're right, though. So when you're young, you get pushed out of your comfort zone. So you're 2 years old, you're learning to walk, whatever. Then you're three. And then you get to a stage, maybe you're seven. And your parents go, do you know what? Well, let's get a bouncy castle for the birthday, and right. It's a big deal, and everyone comes around the bouncy castle, and then you're wrecking on the couch, you're exhausted, and you wake up, and you remember for the rest of your life, you've formed a new experience, you've had a new life experience. If I'm 49, and my 50th is coming, and then Jim goes, we're getting a bouncy castle.
That's a brilliant idea, by the way.
I like,
can I tell you?
What are you talking about?
That seed has been planted, buddy.
Yeah. We're getting a bouncy castle. And and we're getting Rice Krispie cakes. Actually, no, I'd like that.
Yeah.
But we're getting a bouncy castle.
To be fair, you'd fucking love a 7-year-old party for your 50th.
Jeez, actually, now that I think about it.
Jellies and ice creams and
awards.
Millions of Haribo and bouncy castles and
then
sausage rolls.
And then Jim unwraps a new bike and all for me. Oh, there! No way!
That'd actually be right up your street. I just realised how much you'd enjoy that.
No, I'm thinking about it. You're dead right. I'm like, no way!
Yeah, just there's crisps and like little cocktail crisps sausages.
Jim would be there now. Don't drink all that coke and then get on the bouncy sassy. You're all get sick all over. I'd be there. I won't get sick, Jim. And he'd be there. You will. I mean, I won't get sick on the bouncy.
Yeah, don't take that. You'll spill. Don't take your drink with you. You'll spill. I'll be all right.
Yeah, give me that beer. I'm going to put it in a special cup for you. And then it'll be... Oh, man. And then Jim will be there going, look at him now. He's fast asleep in the garden. Look at him.
I've just seen.
I knew that was going to happen.
I just had a premonition of PJ's 50th celebration. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, he's
actually looking forward to it now.
Asleep in the garden. You'd be there, everyone would go, jeez, was he asleep in the garden? He must have been jarred. He must have been drinking off. No.
I had to put him to bed at 5 o'clock.
The sugar crash.
You know the way he gets when he's overtired. You know the way he gets.
I had about 27,000 gummy bears and fell off the bouncy castle. That was it. That was the end of it.
Brilliant.
Hasn't ridden the new bike yet.
But anyway, as you were saying, right, in theory, you know, well, you've had most of the experience you may want.
Yeah.
You know, growth and all that is a very good thing. I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's good to develop as a human being.
But gradual growth over time. None of this sudden change. Sudden change never works, I think. You know?
Yeah.
Never.
I mean, you know, I'm quite happy if kind of, you know, if other things come into my comfort zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than me having to go outside of it to find them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a big fan of things landing near your lap.
Yeah, like if somebody said, do you want to go playing golf? And, you know, like the fellow I knew, and he says, yeah, I'd love to go playing golf. So he ran out to the golf shop and he bought everything. And I mean everything. He was standing in the pub before he went to golf. This is how green he was. Wearing his golfing shoes. In the pub, like clipping around with the most non-bendable, spiky tap shoes, standing in the pub, holding the point, going, I can't wait. How he drove the car to get there, I have no idea.
So
they took him off, he was absolutely shit. He'd never held a golf racket in his life. The whole thing was a disaster. He came back, he says, I had a great time. I can't wait to go again. They were like, you're never coming again.
Yeah.
So he'd all the gear wasted the whole time. Someone said that to me. Do you want to go play golf? No. But if someone says, I'm going to come round to your house with a putter and we'll play balls around the carpet.
Yeah.
And have an ice cream. I'd be like, do you know something?
Didn't somebody once buy you one of those ones you use on the toilet?
It is, yeah. Because I'm in there so long.
They bought you putting.
They gave him a potting kit for the toilet. It's like, go in there. He's in the
room. So something. I have to say, for a man who has never played golf or has never been indulged, you know, you've never really been involved in golf, you always end up with the greatest golfing stories.
There's loads, yeah.
Because apart from your man who literally, and that's always a sign, when somebody has all the gear.
Yeah.
Right.
And his name is PJ as well, which was an uncomfortable thing, yeah.
Oh my God.
But all the gear and no idea.
You know something's right. It'd be like a guy who was going to a football match and turned up wearing the shorts and everything. It's one thing to wear the jersey.
But the socks and the shorts.
And his boots on.
Ready to go. Come on, you Reds! Don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Don't.
Come on, you Reds and black and reds.
Yes. Come on, you Reds with the black and the small yellow stripe that just goes down the edges.
Yeah, well, this is some out. What a great atmosphere. I'm having so much fun.
We're lads together doing male bonding here.
Yeah. You're not going to mess with us because we're not messing today. You don't start that now. Yeah, that's not the chance.
Yeah, don't make up your own
that
chance.
That one's not going to catch on.
Yeah, leave it. Just stick to the regulars.
Yeah.
Stick to it.
I hope you get stuck in traffic on the way home. No, stop it. No,
yeah,
stop.
Tell you, yeah, just you can cheer if there's a goal. Just sit down for a minute.
Yeah, and then they cheer at the wrong ends. Oh, they swap sides. Oh, my God. Right. They do that at half time.
Yeah, it's definitely a sign. Yeah. But the other good, great golfer story that I always love you telling is the bloke who you met, remember that time outside of Lots?
Outside of Lots and Cole and Tarf, yeah.
And he was in the gear.
He was a clueless sort anyway, because we started talking, he started saying, I saw you on the Tommy Tiernan show, you were fabulous. I went, I've never been on the Tommy Tiernan show. And this is how the conversation started. And he goes, well, who was on the Tommy Tiernan show? And I went, I don't know.
Lots of people.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't know. And so he was like, oh, well, I thought it was you. Were you on something else? Yeah.
Where do I start?
I was on something else. Yeah. But when, you know? And anyway, we got chatting and he goes, ah, oh, this, that, and the other. And as he went to leave, he was a nice man, in fairness. And as he went to leave, he goes, come here. You're not into the golf by any chance, are you? And I said, no. And he goes, neither am I. But I love the jumpers. And he was in a pink...
golf Pringle, was it?
Pink Pringle golf jumper.
That's just... No,
neither am I.
It's the asking the question that makes that weird and funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he asked you, are you into the golf at all? Like,
yeah.
But he's not either. He just likes the jumpers. But
so what did he want to talk about?
Yeah, why did he, what was the purpose of the question?
Does anyone go, are you into golf, are you? I am, yeah. What jumpers have you got? I've got a Tiger Woods, 1979.
I don't know, maybe there are people out there who do that.
Yeah, what jumpers have you got? I've got a lovely pink Pringle there. Yeah, yeah, you want to see?
Oh, no, you didn't get the pink Pringle, did you? Always wanted that one.
Yeah, it comes with the underpants setting.
The underpants setting?
Yeah, it goes all the way around, like a baby grow. Goes all
clips underneath.
Goes on the golf nappy. Yeah, so you can go to the toilet on the ninth and not have to worry about it.
In case you get caught out, you know what I mean?
You say I know the best golf stories. Don't you have a story about a fella was out and he was dying for a number two and a number two on, on the number three or something.
That's a true story though.
And he
said, mind you, I'm not saying your stories weren't true. As unbelievable as it is, that is true. And he was, there's actual proof of
holding
it.
Hold on. And he goes, oh Lord, it's coming.
Oh Lord, it's coming, yeah.
And there's this a plaque on the hole now that says that.
Yeah, in Killarney. I think it's the 18th. I think it's the last hole. And there's if you go into the, on the right-hand side, coming down the fairway, on the right-hand side, there's an actual tree that has a plaque that says, oh Lord, it's coming.
I love
that. And it was
that.
Because he was about to hit himself.
He had to run for a bush.
You know, let's face it. The vast, like, there's, you know, yes, there are people who are very serious amateurs.
Yeah.
And then there's the rest of us who really just see it as something to stop you being in the bar all day.
Yeah, well, I remember that when I was in. I stayed in Wicklow. What's the name of the place? It's a golf resort, anyway, in Wicklow. I stayed in.
Druids or somewhere, was it nice?
Not Druids, no.
So many.
But I stayed on it anyway. And I remember it was just at the end of COVID, so they were only taking in certain amounts of people. It was a pretty empty hotel, the whole lot.
Right.
And there was lads there, and one of them later on that evening, and he was standing there with a point, and they were all laughing, having a crack, and he goes, guess what my score was, guess what I got? You know, I've never played golf before, what did they get? And they were all like, you know, and he goes, 167 or something.
right, okay.
And they roared laughing.
He announced that proudly,
yeah,
didn't he?
167 or something. Oh God, yeah, unbelievable. And I still don't know. I don't know golf enough to know if that's...
That's not good, buddy.
Right. Well, yeah.
Not for one round.
Can't remember the exact number, but I do know it was in excess of 150.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, the par of most courses is going to be about sort of 70 to 72, maybe 74. So if he got 167, he probably hasn't had a great round.
Yeah. He only played 9. So, I guess that...
That's the,
really makes it.
Wow, and he announced that to the masses.
yeah. He was delighted with himself.
Oh, fair play now.
Slagging himself off.
Oh, don't get me wrong. That's my kind of score, and I'm shit. I mean, you know, so I'm well aware of it. Well aware of it. By the way, the other thing, in case anybody else hadn't heard that story before about Jermaine, who, you know, the guy who did all the gear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is the fact that he did love it, didn't he, so much? And he wanted to go again.
And they wouldn't take
it.
They said, no, you're never coming again. No.
He said, I can't wait to get out again.
I can't wait to get out again.
You're not coming.
You're not coming with us. You're not playing with us again. Why not? No.
It tells you everything about, you know, that sort of person who gets all the gear.
All the gear.
You can only imagine what he was probably like on the course.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Did you see that? Mother hitting it over there by the tree.
I do hope he keeps getting into new stuff, though. Because I hope, like, we're down the pub next week and he's standing there in full horse gear, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Jodhpurs and the hat and the whole lot. Whip hanging out of his belt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, trying something new, you know. And then the following week he's in a karate suit. That'd be great, you know, the white belt and the karate suit. Yeah,
that would actually be, would be magnificent.
Trying to break blocks at the bar or something like that, you know. That'd be fantastic.
Oh,
the week after that, he's in full cricket gear. You're not going to believe it. A fella that works have to get me into it.
Mind you, there was that time you almost ended up getting into lawn bowling.
Lawn bowling. Fascinating.
You suddenly got a weird obsession with chinos.
Honest to God, I was walking through Bray with the girl I was seeing at the time. I was walking through and it was like, you know, one of those days, there wasn't much happening. And I walked past a lawn bowling club and they were out. And Mike, I couldn't peel myself away from it.
Oh my God.
I was watching through the thing, and your man with the straw hat, I don't think he'd ever been watched playing before. And he got so excited to have an audience that he started to narrate the game. He was like, yeah, that's Eddie now is rolling, heading up there for the jack. Good bowl that. A little heavy on the left. And it's resting. Good. That's good. Now I'm going to try and do that, you know. And then I was so absolutely delighted that, unlike regular bowling or anything, well, you can, regular bones don't have to get your skittles either, but when the balls are up one end, you just go up there.
That's it.
And play the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
That's brilliant, man.
That's you know, thinking ahead.
That is fantastic.
It's just amazing. That's the idea that you would bump into one of your mates and they'd say to you, like, oh, geez, PJ, yeah, what's the story? You still into the motorbike racing, yeah? Ah, no, I've gone to the lawn bowling now.
I'm into lawn bowl. I'd be like the other fella with the chinos and plimsolls and my straw hat standing in the pub. Do you want a hand with anything? What's in your bag? The weight of it. Oh, that's me bowls. Yeah, that's me bowls.
Oh, man. I wish you'd have gotten into it.
Sorry, I didn't.
Anyway, listen, we're going to leave you in the capable hands of some of the best bits from Morning Glory during the week. Enjoy those and enjoy the rest of your week. And we're going off to get into our lawn bowling gear.
Yeah, and remember, don't change anything. You could end up in a straw hat and Bray with me and Jim.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
In a strange coincidence, based on the last hour, it was slightly overtaken by religious references.
It was.
None of them accurate, I think it's fair to say.
Well, as I remember them.
Well, I'm not sure there's ever been a Holy St. Simon of the 17 Serpents.
Oh, really? What about St. Cornelius of the Holy Coincidences?
Or indeed St. Bridget and the 40 Thieves.
Or St. Francis and the Assassins.
But despite all of those things which emerged based on Katie Taylor's birthday, there is genuinely, by coincidence, in fact, right up there with St. Constance and the Holy Coincidences.
Yes.
There is a story today about religious statues and what you... I mean, remember when we had the whole Balanspittle thing and all that going on?
Statues that in the 80s, Balanspittle and all of those, yeah. And was there one in Knock? There probably must have been one in Knock. There was everything in Knock.
I don't know.
But yeah, the moving statues, it was a phenomenon in Ireland. You know, the whole...
Was that a moving statue or was that just a pilgrimage?
That
place?
Was apparitions.
Apparitions.
She appeared to people... To the young kids there in Medjugorje.
Right.
And that's where our story this morning starts, actually. Because a woman called Gisela Cardi, she went to Medjugorje, right? And she bought a Holy Mary statue. And she took the Holy Mary back to Italy. And she put the Holy Mary in the Holy Land in her backyard and everything, right? And she...
Why did you drift into give up your old sins?
I'm telling you the story of the Holy Mary and the Bible and everything.
Right? Sorry, please continue.
Yeah, and she put the Holy Mary in the backyard and everything. And she said, I have a very nice Holy Mary, if anyone would like to come see it. Anyway, there's a load of her neighbours now came to see the Holy Mary, right, because she was having like a barbecue or something. And unbelievably, the Holy Mary started doing tears, blood running down the face of the Holy Mary.
No way.
Tears, blood running down the face of the Holy Mary. The
wow.
Tears. And they were all, oh my God, the Holy Mary's crying, tears, blood, she's crying for the humans of the world and all. She's crying.
Sacred Heart of St. Constance and the Holy Coincidences.
Yeah, that's what they said. And then they looked around the back of the statue and there was a load of pasta there, cooked, holy gnocchi, was past the whole knocky. Right?
That's what knocky. That's
yeah, it was. It was holy knocky.
There was even knock on a bench. Holy knocky.
Holy knocky, and some rabbit was there, right? And the owner, she was going, "This is unbelievable. I can't understand how this is after happening." And on the day I invited you all here, she said, the owner, "Well," she went to the press and she says, "Look, I'm after getting the Holy Mary statue and the Holy Mary statue from Medjugorje and all. It's after giving loads of people knocky and rabbit. And it's got tears, blood running down its face." So since 2016, pilgrims have been coming to see the statue on the third Sunday of every month. They go to see the statue in Italy, right?
With pasta and a rabbit.
And it keeps pasta and a rabbit. It keeps arriving. She keeps feeding the pilgrims pasta Holy Mary does. Well,
and what's the rabbit got to do with it?
I don't know. It's just what she's into eating at the barbecues. It's the Holy Mary eats the rabbit.
Wow.
And then the Vatican...
Holy Mary eats the rabbit.
Well, she's the one providing us through the miracle of appearing.
The statue is providing pilgrims with pasta and rabbit.
Well, no one else knows where it's coming from. It's the holy food.
So the loaves and the fishes are now pasta and a rabbit.
Gnocchi, if you want to be specific. Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Gnocchi, of course.
Yeah, gnocchi and a rabbit, if you want to be right. specific. So the Vatican were like, "Well, this is very interesting now. We'll have to go and see what's going on here."
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, in it must have been St. Cornelius and the Holy Coast coincidences that they got there and the statue had indeed cried from its eyes again with the blood.
Right.
And they took a sample of the blood and everything. Well, they've branded it a hoax. As realistic as this story sounds... And I'm shocked.
Yeah.
As realistic as this
is. I was fully engaged, I have to say.
It turns out that the blood is actually pig's blood. So it suggests that somebody, I don't know, I wouldn't dare say the owner herself who was looking for a bit of attention and tried to make a few quid off it, suggests that somebody, maybe the owner who was looking for attention, maybe was
put. Or maybe blood. Maybe a well-known pasta maker, but that's complete speculation.
Yeah, yeah. Also, there seems to be the local gnocchi place has sold quite a lot. Since 2016.
Yeah.
And since the Vatican came over, the sales are down a little bit. Anyway, maybe a coincidence. Holy St. Cornelius, who knows? We don't know.
Exactly.
But it's been branded a hoax and she's devastated. She goes, well, she certainly hasn't been doing it.
And has the rabbit population been restored?
No, well, the lack of faith in it now is sort of causing... But there's still pilgrims going on the third Sunday of every month. They're still going and praying and everything. And,
well, in fairness, you get free pasta and rabbit.
You do get free pasta and rabbit.
So, like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I just think the value... Yeah, the food isn't turning up because they're sort of watching it around the clock now to see what's going on.
Right.
Maybe the Holy Mary of the Medjugorje statue that does provide the pasta doesn't want to do it when...
When people are looking.
Yeah, yeah. Like a watched kettle never boils, I suppose. A watched statue never performs a miracle. But that's what's happened so far. So unfortunately, it's ruined now.
Remember that superhero movie I was telling you about? What was it called again? Where they all had ridiculous superpowers.
Oh.
Like the bloke who could turn invisible, but not while anybody was watching.
Was looking at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bit of that.
So it could be a touch of that going on.
There is a touch of that going on. So, so there you go.
But I mean, look, miracles, miracles aren't meant to be seen.
They're not meant to be seen. And maybe it was a temporary miracle thing.
Yeah.
And maybe the statues...
Maybe they're not praying hard enough to St. Cornelius and the Holy Coincidences.
Our Holy Mary. I'd say the statue's warranty ran out and now it's just out of order.
Yeah.
If she brings it back to Medjugorje, I'd say the Holy Ghost of the 17 Serpents could probably fix it for her.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. A lot of people around this time are sending us texts from all different parts of the world because people are off on their holliers. We had one earlier on from John in Salou, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Regularly getting stuff in or people, on the way to the airport or heading off or this, that and the other because it's big holiday season. And the thing about holidays nowadays is it's kind of, in one sense, it's better in that you seem to be able to get better deals, don't you? Because now that they've separated the package, you can do your flight separate and your hotel separate and you can,
that's the thing, it's cheaper than ever, really.
Things. Yeah, exactly. And everybody's always like that. They're always looking out for the best possible deal they can get.
But
then you get home and you do that thing of like, oh, yeah, I got the best deal I could, not the hotel, the flights and everything. How did I spend that?
That's always happens. It's always more expensive than you think it is, no matter what, except for that one flute. There's always one flute in the workplace. You know the way there is.
Yeah.
We had one for ages.
We did.
And every day she came in, I'm after getting, you're not going to believe it, I'm after getting 3 months in Greece. And
for €18.
Yeah, for €18. And that comes with three different hotels.
All meals included.
And a private butler who comes home and packs my bags in Dublin. And you're like, how?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
There is the odd expert
out there. And she was just, she was just a holiday expert. You know what I mean?
Because the worst type of holidays aren't necessarily, in terms of overspending, aren't necessarily the big holidays. Because there's, you're in a sort of a mindset of you're going for it.
Yeah.
It's the little ones,
no,
the city
the
breaks.
And,
we're
going to knock over to.
Especially with lads when they turn around, they say, listen, €200. That's all it's going to cost.
Listen, that's all it is. We share the room, the whole lot, grand.
You come back from the weekend,
the flight is
you're 15, €500 down. You're like, what happened there?
Yeah, you're 1,500 quid. Where did that go? Where did it go? And they're trying to analyse now. What do people spend this money on? Where does the money go?
Where does the overspending happen?
Yeah, a lot of it happens in the airport. So no matter how much you say to yourself, I'm not going to eat in the airport, I'm going to go in, it's just an hour's waiting time, I'll be fine, I'm just going to go in, I'll eat my breakfast first. You meet your friends, right, everybody, fizzy drinks, let's go. Yeah, there are 14 sausage rolls. Or you have coffee and one coffee and a sausage roll. $29.99. What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Airport prices are a bit like the way we used to think about cinema prices. You know, once they get you in, it's like, right, great. Here we go.
You're literally the captive audience. Yeah. You know, and it's like, $29.99. You're going for a sauce roll. Oh, God. Right. I suppose I've started now. Yeah. You know, you get that mentality.
Do you want us to make the sauce roll for you as well? What do you mean?
I was hoping.
Yeah, well, that's, because the $29.99, that's where we give you the parts.
You're like, what do you mean the parts? What if you want the chef to roll it?
Yeah, and actually cook it for you.
Yeah, it's an extra fiver. And you'd be like, right, go on then. And then you're like, I'll get a pack of jellies for the plane. A pack of jellies for $12.90. For a
airport,
pack of jellies, what?
And people do get into that, especially if they're going on holiday. They get into the kind of idea that, I mean, realistically, who goes to the airport to shop? Now the duty-free isn't really a thing anymore.
I know.
That's not really,
it's not
is
really,
it?
No, it's not. It's not.
You know,
not.
As much as it was. Like, who... Like,
no, it's not like
whatever about picking up a magazine or as you say, a pack of jellies or something, or you know,
yeah,
and whatever you do when you're biding the time, if you're eating or having a, you know, always drink responsibly or whatever, then all right. But I mean, who literally goes there and kind of like,
Jeez, I'll have a
need to get myself a new poncho,
I love a poncho with Paris 2024 written on it. Actually, I'll get three of them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my wife might want one or whatever.
Yeah. And then good Aaron sweater. Yeah. I must pick up a good Aaron sweater.
Yeah, I wonder what Jim, like a white chocolate mixed with raspberry Toblerone. You start this stupid spends, buying stupid stuff. And that is as well, the spontaneous spending is what gets you into trouble as well. All this stuff, yeah.
Suddenly decided you're going to get yourself a new pair of sunglasses while you're in the airport.
Yeah, you go, I just have to,
€400.
You're there going, I'm ringing, and I'm going to have to run and get a new t-shirt. I'm actually getting the bird poo on me. And then you come back with three straw donkeys, a pair of sunglasses and a new hooded top. You only went for a t-shirt.
They were on special.
You go, I forgot the bloody t-shirt. Oh, no. You know, and that happens all the time.
Yeah.
But I do think you're right. The airport spending is a big part of it. You just, it's lack of foresight on these things.
Yeah. And also, they do say that on that list, I think they say that unexpected purchases are. But what qualifies as an unexpected purchase? Probably your straw donkeys, is it?
Yeah.
Like, when you're on holiday, what's an unexpected purchase?
I suppose it is that, isn't it? It's, You're like, you're out, you go out to get
some. I bought a house. What?
You're not going to believe what I'm after doing. Next time we go up to there, there's a car in the airport for us.
Yeah. I suppose maybe if you've got kids, right?
Well,
kids of a certain age.
And kids will.
They might sort of demand certain things while they're on holidays.
I want the unicorn and flies, but I want the flamingo. You know, you're like this. Please, can I have an ice cream to throw into the pool? Go on then. Get two. Throw two ice creams into the pool. Then you have to pay the cleaning surcharge. I didn't expect that, you know. You know, the kids have, you know, wet the beds and the new mattresses for the hotel, whatever it is, you know. The fire in the kitchen. Grand, I'll pay for it. God, stop going on about it.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
A problem has occurred.
A problem has occurred in certain parts of Spain, in Marbella especially. They've come up with a new fine. They're trying to clean up the Marbella, you know, the Costa del Sol area in particular, from all the tourists, the Brit tourists and the Euro tourists, and you know, all that going over, and they're making a bit of a mess of the place. And one of the new measures they've brought in is if you get caught doing a wee in the sea, It's a 750 euro fine. Big fine.
Ooh.
Big fine. The lawmakers in Vigo City, they're all saying as well, they started it and now it's gone down to the Costa del Sol. And the fine gets doubled for each repeat offence. Right? So if you're
caught, if you're a serial weir.
Yeah, so at second, your second pee in the sea, it's going to cost you 1,500 quid. And a third pee in the sea is 3 grand. Now, people have pointed out, how in the name of God are you supposed to catch them?
Yeah.
Because people don't wee in this. Like if you stand there, grand.
I'm assuming that they're not aiming this fine at people who walk into the sea up to their ankles.
Well, they are.
And then have a wee.
Well, you're getting done for that if you're caught.
Well, obviously, you should be done for all sorts of things for doing that anyway. You should be arrested on the spot.
Yeah.
I thought you meant that people who pretend they're swimming and secretly have a wee.
They're in trouble as well.
Yeah, but how do you catch them?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
it's now illegal
to eat whispers in the privacy of your own bedroom.
But maybe they have divers. Maybe they have, you know, the lifeguards or whatever are actually, you know, snorkeled up and are patrolling under the sea as well.
Pea seekers. The pea seekers, yeah. Pea divers are going around, yeah, looking for you.
Because in the
sea,
it's going to be tough, isn't it? It's not like a swimming pool where you can add a chemical.
There's no way of knowing. And the chemical thing, by the way, can I just say, that is a lie. Nobody has ever done a pee in a swimming pool and a purple cloud has emitted itself somehow from the chlorine. That has never happened. That is a lie our parents told us to stop us weeing in the pool.
They used to put chlorine in for that very reason, didn't they?
No, they didn't put it in so you could humiliate people with a cloud.
I mean that in case somebody did, it would somehow...
Well, not in case. They're all doing it. Everyone's doing it. A pool must be 25% wee after a certain time of the day.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I'm not saying I do. I wouldn't do it. But,
Thou dost protest too much, my friend.
Well, let's just say, put it another way then. I'm not admitting to anything.
Of course.
But I will say, if there was a purple dye situation, I think I would know about it.
Okay. Understood.
I was a child in need a couple of times.
I get that.
And, you know,
I get that.
The teacher wouldn't let me go anywhere. And then
I just think
it's
to be honest with you, this sounds a bit like the way Dublin years ago introduced that jaywalking law. And
exactly
every
that.
Single person just ignored it.
Just ignored it. Including the guards.
Including the guards.
The guards are like, I have enough.
Nobody's ever been done for jaywalking in Ireland.
I know. And no guard wants to be the first fella.
Yeah.
Book him, Sean O. For what? He was 10 foot away from the traffic lights.
Can I just ask the other question here as well is, you know the way kind of most places kind of doesn't their sewerage or whatever ultimately sort of eventually end up somewhere in the sea?
Well, that's it, isn't it? That's the other problem, isn't it? Like, you could be right beside a company's pipe, you know, a company's pipe throwing all sorts of foam and goo and manufacturing sort of old geek going in.
Right.
And then you stand on the pipe going, oh, I'm in an awful bit of trouble here. You know, and you do a wee. And then, you know, Garda Marcel says 750 quid. You're like, I can't believe this, you know.
Yeah. I mean, look,
Garda
Marcel
is obviously a Frenchman on holidays.
It's going to be something. If it is somebody having a sly whittle in the sea, I think it's going to be... And likewise, if they're saying that it was so bad over there that they had to introduce a fine for people who stand on the top of the cliffs and wee off into the sea, that's a bigger problem.
Yeah, and I've been a repeat offender as a lot of... I mean, how many slashes do you need before you go, I'm just going to go to the toilet?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
If you're into memorabilia, we've often talked about this on the show, funnily enough, memorabilia, because sometimes, you know, things surprise us as to the kind of things that sell for big money. I mean, we had a tin of beans once that came. I'm trying to remember who the person was.
It was Christoborg.
Christoborg.
Yeah, it's a tin of beans sold for, I think it was 500 quid.
Yeah, it was something mad because had he signed it or...
Signed tin of Heinz beans.
Yeah. So sometimes memorabilia can be a sort of a loose description, but in this case, this is genuine rock legend memorabilia.
Well, Elton John. Elton John has opened up his wardrobe to sell
That must have, I hope he had one of his sunglasses on. Oh, that's a bright wardrobe, man.
Isn't that the point, right? He's opened up his wardrobe. He's selling off all his old clothes, you know, in the ultimate thrift shop sort of event ever. And, yeah, like, it does make you wonder who is going to be at the auction. Like, I just imagine a bunch of 4 foot, very glamorous 4 foot stout lads. All there. Trying to outbid each other because it's the only clothes they can find. I was up to Vincent the Paul shop last week. I couldn't even get a pair of runners. Everything here fits me.
Yeah.
You know.
So I've
been looking for a golden
blazer
everywhere.
It'll be a load of ex-jockeys who have let themselves go a bit. I'll tell you something, those sparkly pants look like they'd fit me.
Yeah, Jim, I always thought I'd look good in a pair of dragon pants. They look amazing.
Wow.
You know, or are they just going to be people that buy, you know, that don't normally dress like Elton John? Because let's face it, nobody does. And they'll buy one or two items that'll, you know. Yeah. See, I had a fella going into work in his regular jeans and a pair of pink winged high heelers. Yeah, where'd you get? What are you wearing them for, Andy?
Yeah.
You know, what do you mean?
And so this now,
John Wardham.
This is an auction, is it?
It's an auction.
Right, okay.
Yeah, he's auctioning it off. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So as opposed to a donation.
Yeah, yeah. No. Not,
yes.
Like, oh,
so the people,
that'd be even better.
I was just going to say, if he had decided, no, look, I've made enough money out of my career, right? It's time to give something back. So I'm going to give these to, as you say, a thrift shop or, you know, homeless thing or whatever, blah, blah, to be distributed for people who might need them.
Yeah.
Which would have been a very nice gesture.
Would have
made for some unusual sights.
Imagine,
on the street.
Some fella needs a pair of glasses done. He goes to the charity. We'll get the lenses popped into these. I can't wear them.
Yeah. They've got horses' heads either side of them.
I'm living in Kilbarnock. I can't walk with flamingos on my head.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to read the newspaper, I'm sorry, sir, you're going to have to read with the flamingos on your head. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you were somebody who had fallen on hard times, and it would be a dilemma, I'm just saying. You know, obviously, you need help or whatever.
Go down the charity
if somebody
shop.
Offers you a pair of Elton John's trousers and they're like, you
you're
know
right,
what I mean?
Though, yeah, you're trying to sign on. You're going down to sign on the scratch and you've got silver wings coming out the back of your shirt.
Very hard to take.
And
they're going,
so have you been looking for work? I'm only after coming from an interview. You think I dress like this every day? What was the interview for? Doesn't matter. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
They thought I was mad as a brush.
Wow.
Yeah. And they've gone. And turns out I'm 6 foot. This thing doesn't even fit me. I look ridiculous in it.
It's a strange one. So I assume they're probably expecting it to go for fortunes, are they?
Because
it is genuine rock memorabilia, in fairness.
Yeah, yeah. And that, yeah, it is. Like that, I imagine they don't think people are going to wear it, I suppose.
No.
They're going to
go into frames or up on walls or
that type
in
of thing.
Places or whatever.
But the thing
it
is,
would be fantastic, though, if somebody at the auction was kind of like, it's just, I've been in TK Maxx, I didn't find that, and so I thought I'd nip in just in case.
I know, imagine that. I bought a pair of shoes, clippy shoes, big buckles on them. You know, a huge unicorn head coming out of each one. They go, will you keep the box? I'll wear them home now. Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah,
just if you can keep the box, I'll wear them home.
Yeah.
Can I leave me old ones with you?
I wasn't going to buy anything, but it started raining, I just noticed. So I'll take that one there. Yeah, the one that looks like a zebra. I'll take that.
The zebra boots that go up to the groin, that'll keep them wet. I'll be able to get through the puddles going home wearing them.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.